Dennis Coulters, police officer, City of Sebastopol. I've been here for a total of 33 years.
3 Lincoln 1 10 4.
Today, Coulthurst is out on patrol, but he's not just looking for instances of people breaking the law. His department is trying something new.
Most people think the only time they see a policeman is when something's going wrong. The idea was to reverse that and maybe reward people for doing positive things, especially some of the kids.
This summer, the Sebastopol PD began a new program, the brainchild of Officer David Edney. They're calling it Positive Traffic Enforcement. And the idea is to reward people for doing good things.
Kids on bicycles wearing helmets, stopping at stop signs, even adults, because, you know, adults need positive strokes too. So I think it's a grand idea. And hopefully today we'll be able to give out a couple of those movie tickets.
Officers are passing out vouchers donated by local businesses for free pizza, ice cream, or movies. It's not what people normally expect, and that's why it's powerful.
You show them a positive experience with law enforcement, and it pays off in spades as far as your relationship years down the road. If you have to contact them on an official basis, you can actually have a regular conversation. They trust you. You know them. They're not afraid to come and talk to you if they have problems.
So today we're looking for well-behaved kids. We try out a local park.
And we're heading to Regal Park.
With no luck. All the people using crosswalks seem to be adults. Eventually, we head to the local skate park.
How are you all today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I see that you're all wearing your helmets. That's a really good thing. We really appreciate it. That's how you keep yourself safe. All of you are wearing your helmets. That's huge. I've got 3 movie tickets I'm going to give you.
Movie
tickets, okay? But I only have 3.
With 5 upstanding helmet-wearing citizens there and only 3 movie passes, we had to divvy them up.
So I'll think of a number, and I'll ask all you to give me a number between 1 and 10.
6, 5, 7, 9.
Got it. Now don't lose them, okay? You can go to free movie. All right?
Thank you.
The kids nod eagerly and assure the officer that they won't.
My name's Ethan.
Ethan, where do you live?
I live actually right up the street.
You live in Sebastopol?
Yep.
He's a regular at the skate park.
Probably about twice every week.
Do you always wear your helmet?
Yes, every single day.
It's a small step, but if kids like Ethan learn that police officers are approachable, he's more likely to seek help in the future if he needs it. How does he feel about his latest run-in with the police?
Really happy that I'm wearing my helmet.
I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.